Correspondents on News Talk ZB.
And we now go to the United States, and Steve Machinsky is with me. Steve, so you're in Washington, where all the talk is about the NRA.
That's right. At the CPAC convention, the Conservative Political Action Conference, Vice President Pence spoke today. President Trump will speak tomorrow. And frankly, there are a lot of young people here from colleges who want to feel like they belong somewhere because they're so isolated, in, especially in colleges where liberalism is still, number one. But yes, the NRA and guns is the topic of the day. The head of the NRA, Wayne LaPierre, was there and spoke very forcefully about how the media wants to forge gun control on this country, talked about, like President Trump has, that if there were more arms in schools securing the students, there would be less incidents like this, the focus being on mental health as well, and that the issue is not so much the gun, but the failing background check system and how the FBI failed in the not dealing with the tips that they got. No one answers directly, though the question hasn't been asked, is why these military type weapons, these automatic weapons, need to be in the hands of civilians. It's not an issue here what kind of gun it is. It all comes down to the Second Amendment. President Trump, in wanting to raise the age from 18 to 21 for these type of weapons, is not necessarily supported yet by the NRA, but it is something that's gaining momentum, whether or not the NRA may embrace it or not.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what traction is made, Steve. I was just saying before, you had Clinton tried to toughen up, didn't he? I'm not sure about Obama. I think Bush did, Obama, it's a complex thing to deal with.
It is. Under Clinton, the assault rifle was banned for about 10 to 12 years, and a study said that it didn't change any of the murder rates that were committed by those type of weapons. The issue is how soon someone can be killed, how many shots can be can hit someone. And Marco Rubio, in the CNN town hall meeting, known here as fake news CNN, right, in how the number magazines can be lessened. Marco Rubio is open to that. The key, Larry, is this country is discussing it in ways that I've never seen before, and the voice of young people is much louder. But the young people here do not agree with the young people you've been seeing on the mainstream media, which is pushing almost exclusively gun control. That's not a universal feeling here.
Now, a group of parents are meeting this weekend in South Carolina. What's this about?
Larry, this is a two-day gathering for parents who've lost their children through hazing. That's what goes on in fraternities and sororities and colleges, where they have to go through some type of pledging where they end up getting killed because what they need to do is totally outrageous. In just the past year, at least four people have been killed as a result of this. So several of the parents from those who were killed, not just in the past year, but several years, are going to get together and come up with ideas to show strength in numbers, like these kids, frankly, and family members are doing with these school shootings, and trying to push some type of legislation in Congress to change what goes on in these colleges on a national level. So there's some political activism here now in this country, Larry.
And finally, the women's U.S. hockey team has beaten their nemesis Canada for the gold at the Winter Olympics.
Yes, the first time in 20 years, Larry, that the U.S. women's hockey team has won the gold. They were ecstatic. It was a shootout. It was very thrilling, and it happened on the anniversary of the famous Miracle on Ice game in hockey in 1980 when the men's hockey team, these amateurs, beat the professional Russian hockey team in what's known as the Miracle on Ice. So very happy for the women, and brought back some memories when we were in the Cold War, excited about hockey. I guess, you know, maybe we're moving back to the Cold War, Larry. Who knows?
Yeah, well, one of the players in the Canadian team wasn't very happy because she took off a silver medal. She was going for gold. She didn't want silver, Steve.
Well, you know what? I think they're greedy. They can give the U.S. a little bit of the action. The Canadians have beaten the U.S. in hockey so many years. I think that was not very humble of the Canadians. They hate us. I was once in Canada when they were playing the U.S., and they love beating us. So even though we're the big brother, when it comes to hockey, we're the little brother or sister.
Thanks, Steve. That is Steve Machinsky from Washington, D.C. It is now 14 to 5.